Is time-restricted eating healthy? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions, and now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Sarah on Instagram asks, what is time-restricted eating? Is it healthy? Hey, it's JJ, and today I have Dr. Stephen Gundry with me to answer this question. Now, you may know him from his New York Times bestselling books, The Plant Paradox and The Longevity Paradox, and next up, The Energy Paradox. He's a cardiothoracic surgeon who retired to focus on helping patients not need him by using nutrition and lifestyle strategies. Plus, he loves dogs, a man after my own heart, and swears that owning a dog and walking a dog is one of the key aspects to longevity. We'll be right back with the answer, so stay with me.
So there are many terms describing fasting and intermittent fasting and time-restricted eating or time-restricted feeding. And I spend a lot of time breaking this down for the readers of The Energy Paradox. But specifically to your question, time-restricted eating means limiting the period of time that we begin eating at the start of the day, which is called break fast, and the time we end at the end of the day. And research ongoing now for 20 years coming out of my clinic and others have shown that the more we compress our eating window to preferably around 6 hours a day, the more benefits that has not only on our overall health, but also on our energy levels. And paradoxically, the more we limit our window of eating, or another way of looking at it, the more we expand the period of time when we're not eating, the more energy we get. And that actually is because our mitochondria, like in the answer to my first question, are inundated about 16 hours a day with processing food into energy. And they've literally built up a backload. And the more we limit this rush hour to mitochondria, the more the mitochondria have a chance to repair themselves and to actually begin producing more energy. So in answer to your question, is it healthy? In fact, one of the most dramatic findings of all the human research trials, not to mention the rodent trials, is calorie for calorie diets. The more you compress that window of eating, the more health benefits you obtain, the more longevity benefits you obtain, and the more energy benefits you obtain. Even if you ate the exact same isocaloric diet as other volunteers who ate in a longer period of time. And one of the best examples that I use in the Energy Paradox is the Italian athlete study, where they took two groups of Italian athletes, put them on an exercise program, gave them identical food, three meals a day. The one group ate their meals during a 12-hour window. They began at 8 a.m., they had lunch at 1, they finished dinner at 8. So it was a 12-hour window. The other group ate the exact same meals, the exact same calories, but they started their first meal at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they had lunch at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they finished dinner by 8 o'clock at night. So they had a 6-hour window or 7-hour window. The two groups had excellent exercise capacity, but the group that ate in the time-restricted window lost weight and had markers of longevity in terms of a lowered insulin-like growth factor, whereas the group that didn't time-restrict eating, didn't lose any weight and had no improvement in longevity and genetic markers. So same food, same amount of food, same calories, just a different eating window. It's impressively healthy.
This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.